Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sporting events, pro sports, in that first week or so of June without spectators and modifications and very prescriptive conditions also can begin to move forward, and a number of other sectors of our economy will open up again if we hold these trend lines in the next number of weeks. And that includes, for example, getting a haircut.
Nine 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Who needs a haircut? You'd be like the T and just shave your head.
You going to stick with that? You going to stay with that? Because it looked good.
You know what? Yes, I have been told that. I'm going to let it grow out a little bit. And then I am going to stick my head on a lawnmower. No, I'm going to... Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But... Yeah, I think with me, nothing is particularly attractive. So, you know, why not?
Sure.
It saves me some money.
At a point in everyone's life, you know, unless you're, you know, of course, Ralph Macchio, where you just, you know, youth is your thing for your entire life. You know, I think it's basically at some point you're just trying to do your best to polish your own turd. You know, just whatever I can do to make not great look just not awful. And and with me shaving my head, you know, I did that too during the quarantine. And, you know, when you shave it, all right, it's fine. You know, I don't look great. But what makes it even worse is like 3 weeks into it, all your hair is growing at different like rates.
Yes.
Like there's certain parts that it's low. And then I have like one giant horn in the back of my head. And then the rest of it. And that looks like, I mean, then you're borderline hobo. So there's maintenance involved with shaving your head, obviously.
And also the amount of gray.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
A lot of fun. That's my hair, not yet. And I'm sure it'll come. But the beard, like I'll have... Mm-hmm. It'll be black everywhere, but there'll be just one big ass patch of gray, like no, right.
See, it's part the reverse for me, Rich.
Yeah,
it's the exact reverse.
I'm all gray. Yeah, I'm all gray.
There's one patch of brown in the middle of all the gray.
And it's funny. He's like, people go, "Why don't you shave?" And I'm saying, "Why would I shave? What a waste of time."
Well, that
I
clip.
I have Instagram messages to put out to
deliver the world.
Exceptionally pissed at me. Yeah. I mean, well, come on.
Well, listen,
I got other ways to spend my time.
Well, it is okay. Real quick, because you know we played that clip right there, and that's Governor Newsom, which is that's a big deal. Out of all the news that came out yesterday, sports wise, all over the country. That right there is massive, because that's the voice of the governor that was holding out more than anybody else on doing anything sports related. He has been the most strict when it comes to the rules as far as reopening the economy in the state of California. And you just heard him say that we are open for business for sports with no fans. On top of that, another guy who's been extremely strict, because he's had to be, is Governor Cuomo up in New York. He has said, we are going to be open for...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
Sporting events, pro sports, in that first week or so of June without spectators and modifications and very prescriptive conditions also can begin to move forward, and a number of other sectors of our economy will open up again if we hold these trend lines in the next number of weeks. And that includes, for example, getting a haircut.
Johnny at 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Ridge. Who needs a haircut? You'd be like the T and just shave your head.
You going to stick with that? You going to stay with that? Because it looked good.
You know what? Yes, I have been told that. I'm going to let it grow out a little bit. And then I am going to stick my head on a lawnmower. No, I'm going to... Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But... Yeah, I think with me, nothing is particularly attractive. So, you know, why not?
Sure.
Saves me some money.
At a point in everyone's life, you know, unless you're, you know, of course, Ralph Macchio, where you just, you know, youth is your thing for your entire life. You know, I think it's basically at some point you're just trying to do your best to polish your own turd. You know, just whatever I can do to make not great look just not awful. And with me, shaving my head, you know, I did that too during the quarantine. And, you know, when you shave it, all right, it's fine. You know, I don't look great. But what makes it even worse is like 3 weeks into it, all your hair's growing at different like rates.
Yes.
Like, there's certain parts that it's low. And then I have like one giant horn in the back of my head. And then the rest of it, and that looks like, I mean, then you're borderline hobo. So there's maintenance involved with shaving your head, obviously.
And also the amount of gray.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
A lot of fun. That's my hair not yet, and I'm sure it'll come, but the beard, like I'll have, it'll be black everywhere, but there'll be just one big-ass patch of gray, like
See, it's the reverse for me, Rich.
Yeah,
it's the exact reverse.
I'm all gray. Yeah,
There's one patch of brown in the middle of all the gray.
And it's funny, he's like, people go, why don't you shave? And I'm saying, why would I shave? What a waste of time.
Well, that
I
clip...
I have Instagram messages to put out to get the world. Exceptionally pissed at me. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, listen...
I got other ways to spend my time.
Well, it has been... Okay, real quick, because, you know, we played that clip right there, and that's Governor Newsom, which is... That's a big deal. Out of all the news that came out yesterday, sports-wise, all over the country... That right there is massive, because that's the voice of the governor that was holding out more than anybody else on doing anything sports related. He has been the most strict when it comes to the rules as far as reopening the economy in the state of California. And you just heard him say that we are open for business for sports with no fans. On top of that, another guy who's been extremely strict, because he's had to be, is Governor Cuomo up in New York. He has said, we are going to be open for business for sports as long as there's no fans. On top of that, what is the other one that's in there? You've got Massachusetts, yeah. And just last week you had that. Illinois might still be the only holdout. I'm not quite sure with that because I know that they were pretty strict too.
Well, the idea that California is doing it is
the
very
biggest.
Surprising because, you know, the mayor of Los Angeles County has been kind of a wacko with all of this stuff. I mean, regardless of where you stand on it, I mean, he, you know, it's one thing that, like, if you took it through the summer, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were doing that, but it's another thing to announce in the beginning of May that you're closing everything down for the summer.
Well, yeah, how about the stay-at-home advisory? Stay-at-home advisory is still in place through July, isn't it? In California?
Well, I think even longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah, till August 1st, I think. But, I mean, but once again, this is a governor that we didn't think this was going to happen.
No.
And they were talking about there being no games.
California was a shock.
California was a shock. So you know what that says to me? Major sports leagues, baseball, NBA, NHL, start putting dates on the calendar.
Yeah, you're on the clock.
Yep. America's open for business, and right now, as far as sports are concerned, you're not going to have any fans. No more dragging your feet. I know that you had Adam Silver talking about we're going to wait 2 to 4 weeks a little while back. Here is your wake-up call. You have been given permission to go anywhere in this country to do what you want to do. Now, you've had plenty of time to come up with ways of doing it and how to keep people safe, and I know that things constantly change, but you've got to have a plan by now. This has been 2.5 months since you've been locked down. And I know we've seen a million different proposals of what you're going to do to keep the players safe, how it's going to work. Right now, the excuse and the time, it's over. Put dates on the calendar because we're ready to go. And I'm telling you.
The other thing is, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, now you have to gauge what the acceptable risk is. You have to actually put it in writing. There's no foolproof way of doing this.
Is that I've read, because, you know, the baseball, they have to renegotiate. If they don't play this year and next year, baseball's not going to be anything. They're up against something that they will cease to be anything in this country. If they don't play this year and then they screw around next year with a strike, it's over. People will not accept it back.
Yeah, I still think there's a possibility they're really, really stupid and don't play this year. Then they play next year, and then
suicidal.
The CBA expires in December of 2021.
Yeah, that would be suicidal.
Hey.
Can you imagine? Because you don't even need, like, we talked about this earlier. If Mike Trout doesn't play, I don't hold it against him. Fine. No. You don't want to play. But I would make the argument that you would not need. Okay, I'm a Cardinal fan, and the stars are slim pickings. But if Paul Goldschmidt said, "I'm not playing this season," I'm still watching the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is that like you? I just want it on, right? Like, I'm not going to watch every game. I just want it on.
Right,
I don't care where they play.
The same way.
I don't care what's going. I don't care if there's fans in the stands. I just want it on.
And my prediction, Fred, for all three leagues is different. I think the one that's going to find the most success right now is basketball. And there's two reasons. One, the players seem to be pretty unified on how this is done. Two, they have the most feasible way of doing it. They've said almost for the past month they want one centralized location where they can do their playoffs. And number three, this is a league where the games can be done rapidly. You could have two games a day per venue. On top of, you know what, you could actually possibly have three games per day if you had to.
I was just going
to
say, don't sell them short. If you really need to run through these games in a short amount of time just to get to the playoffs, it'd be like I was talking about for hockey. Noon, 4 and 8, that gives enough window to move players out and other players in and keep your health advisories in place. I think you could certainly do that.
And you have very little lag between days of games. Hockey players, they need time to recover. It's a very physical sport. Basketball doesn't need it as much. That has the highest success rate right now. The NHL is lost. The fact that they are out of nowhere proposing there being 8 different cities they're going to play this in is madness.
Bettman is going to play.
He's going to play. But I think that their plan has a bigger chance of failing. Because remember, it's like that. What was that game concentration you had where you turn the wheel and you're just waiting for everything to just, you know, as you know, Janice Eckersley says, you know, just,
and this thing could blow up in their faces.
If you do hockey in 8 different locations, the travel exponentially brings up the chances of these guys getting sick. If you bring them to 1 or 2 locations, it cuts it down immensely. And we saw this happen with the Bundesliga, which is the German soccer league. There was a team that had several people got infected, and there's one team that has to sit out for a couple weeks. I believe they're going to quarantine for 2 weeks. That's the last thing you need during all of this. Get them all to 1 or 2 locations where it works. So I think that they right now have kind of the not as good of a chance as the NBA. Then you go to baseball. Baseball, what you're going to get is you're going to get games, but I honestly believe you are going to get about 10% of the league who's just not going to return this year. And I think it's because of, and maybe at least at the beginning of the year. For the playoffs, possibly they might come back. But I think guys like Mike Trout, and you said it, Fred, you know, you don't blame him. He's got a pregnant wife. He's got a baby at home, or he's going to have a baby at home. Yeah, he doesn't want to get anybody sick.
He is in a very unique situation. In that he has what you just stated in his personal life, and he also doesn't need the money. Now, if I agree with you, if there was a playoff situation that he would come back. But I don't – listen, I think what Lefty Magoo said
Blake Snell. But I do like Lefty Magoo.
But I think that he came off like a total prick. And if you've listened to any – I mean, here there's no local radio. But if you listen to anything, people are exceptionally upset at him.
Except for the players. Right, at least,
yeah. No, players I know. I know. Yeah. Okay? But at the end of the day, they don't pay me. So you're in Tampa, you moron, and you sit there and you like what is the unemployment rate here?
It's 50% by far
by far worse than the Great Depression. So you're moron ass. Instead of just being quiet, you're playing video games on Twitch, and you're so tone deaf that he's got to play. Like he's got to play. Because if he doesn't, then the whole thing falls apart. He's got to play. Trout doesn't. He does. And you know what? Again, as a Cardinals fan, Molina's going to play because he's that way. But like, if Goldschmidt doesn't play, fine. I don't care. I want, because you know Bader's going to play because he's a hardcore guy. But, but you know, like, I'm fine with that. Like, don't play. I don't mind. But don't give me a sob story. Because, by the way, I believe Trout with the coronavirus. I don't believe Lefty McGee because he doesn't care. He's using
I think his words, Fred, were, "I gots to get mine." So I think he's talking about getting the coronavirus.
No, he's talking about that he doesn't want to play a shortened season for less money. And that is so tone deaf. And Bryce Harper then stepping in. But Bryce Harper has is got the brain of a 4-year-old. So I'll give him a break on that because he's completely idiotic and his father ruined him. So I'll give you that. But, I mean, you got to be careful. And then, by the way, if I'm a guy that has been up and down, right, in baseball, I've been, you know, AAA, then they call me up, I want to play.
Exactly. This is going to kill the utility infielders, the guys who are right on the bubble. Absolutely. All of those guys are going to play.
By the way, Ryan Johnston, who we like, he tweeted us and said, "The NHL and the NBA aren't going to play games at noon on a weekday while people are back at work. It kills the TV audience, which is the only reason they have to play games at this point." I don't think 3 games is a reality, but 2 games is. So 2 games in one of these arenas.
The NHL wants to play in 8 places because they want to have the games that are in prime time. I get what they're doing. Now, if that's feasible, we'll see. But I get what they're doing. I think the NBA is far more confident in their product that they can get people to watch. I think that the NHL is saying, we're screwed if we don't get these games in a primetime area.
And by the way, I got a tweet that said, Rich, you are a moron. Cases continue to mount everywhere, creating new symptoms, blood clots that are causing heart attacks in younger people. Speed things up now because it's going to come back and kill everyone in the fall. Sports are not worth lives. Okay, listen, Bill. I understand what you're saying. You know, there's obviously reason to be, you know, concerned. I'm not dismissing the coronavirus. But the way that all of these leagues have proposed it is the way that America should be right now, with daily testing, where every person involved, testing before any activity. If that person gets negative, you remove them. Constant testing. Now, if
Does this guy who talked to you realize that if they do this, there's no one safer than these athletes?
As, you know, as long as they're not traveling, it's almost a perfect scenario it's the way America should
be. And unfortunately, I couldn't tell you if you gave me 10 hours where the hell I could get tested. They are in a bubble where they're going to get tested every day. If someone tests positive, they are going to remove them. There is not a more safer way to do this than what they're going to do.
And also, Bill, who just tweeted us, I respect your opinion, except if there's one thing that you said, I would go, all right, you have a point. And that is, they should not have these leagues take up all of these tests until the common man can get a test like
fair
that.
Enough.
That's a great point. Like
fair
that's
enough.
That's a legitimate okay. thing that
fair
needs
enough,
to be addressed.
But we live in
but
reality.
But that's not your point.
But we live in reality. Rich people and billionaires get things that we don't. I mean, that's just reality. And the idea that they're not safer than the rest of us is crap. If they come back into the league, they are safer than 99.9% of the people. I mean, it's just true. I mean, they're going to get tested every day.
It is. And it is garbage, Fred, that these guys get tests ahead of somebody who is going to work at a construction site. Or they're going to.
Oh, no,
it's
no,
garbage.
No.
And if that's why you're standing against sports coming back, you know what? I can't argue with you. That's okay. A great point. And that's the one thing that's a sticking point.
Okay, but we do live in a reality where you understand that billionaires have advantages that we don't. I mean, it's just the way it is. Do I like it? Yes, because I'm going to be a billionaire. No, but I mean, it is the truth. I mean, they have advantages that we don't have. If the league wants to play, here's the thing. If you want to watch sports, and I would guess if you're listening to this radio station, unless you've read my Instagram in the last 24 hours, if you're listening to this radio station, that your idea is that you want sports to start again. In order for that to happen, they are going to get an unfair advantage over the rest of us. And that's just the way it's going to be. And if you don't like that, you know, if you're in the band Crass or something and it really bothers you, fine.
You know, that's Crass almost as random as Russell Stover. This morning.
Crass is an anarchist band.
I know Crass,
but,
yes.
But if, yeah, they don't have teeth. But the, we live in a free market system. Like, people that have more money and that are in these organizations are going to have more testing. And, you know, if you want to go full hippie on it, we can. But I don't care.
Yeah, we just got a tweet that said, Rich, the leagues will use their drug test labs to administer the COVID test, thereby not taking tests away from the general public. At least one league has announced this. I mean, they are going to have to do something to convince the public that they are not taking tests out of the hands of the working man. And if they can do that, and they're they're very cognizant of that.
I understand, especially the NBA. And so here's the thing, is that I just live in reality.
Well, and Fred, on top of that, the country is – like all these industries are opening up, so people are working. And, you know, whether you're for it or not right now, the ability to make your money is out there for a lot of people. And why should you exclude these athletes? Because, I mean, if they follow these strict rules – and listen, I have been Mr. Vocal, social distance, and do all of that.
Right.
But at this point, the businesses are open. And to sit here and say that these people are – you know, can't – there's not a plan where they can't safely be able to pull this off, as long as they have those strict testings and they follow every one of the guidelines.
And they will.
Because as I said, the Bundesliga thing backfired. I mean, the league's still going on, but you don't want there to be a team that has to sit out for 2 weeks.
Of course. Now, Bob on line two. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you're missing the point of the testing for these players. This is not privilege. I think these guys are the ideal group for sample testing. They're closer than the average citizen's going to be, and if we can get a good trend data on the COVID virus, how it may spread in close contact, this is just like a vaccine. You take a sample group, you test it out, you prove its efficacy. This is going to prove the efficacy of people moving about close together, in contact sometimes, and we'll know whether the safe distancing, the PPE, and the stuff that they will use, the general public, will be effective in continuing the trend downwards. Screw privilege. I think these guys are the best guinea pigs, in my opinion.
They're not guinea pigs because they're not living in the same reality as we are.
By the way, Xanadu chimes in. The NHL would need to play in a place with multiple rinks after weeks of 2 to 3 NHL games a day. The ice would be destroyed. Can't they just use the 10 rinks at the New England Sports Center in Marlboro? And to that I say, do it. Move the Stanley Cup Finals to Marlboro.
To Marlboro, yeah. It's a great
Xanadu,
idea.
Xanadu, you cracked the code. I love you, Xanadu.
Xanadu just wants it. Like, is he from Marlboro? Because I guess that he just wants to skate around Marlboro.
He's from out west. I don't know where, though.
That might be the case, Xanadu. Yeah. Oh, I missed it. Dude, I was...
Get the flag! Raise the flag, man!
They're going to play hockey. They're going to play hockey.
They're going to play. They're going to play. Almost close to a year ago, like next week, we had the Bruins Avengers all in studio.
Oh, Jesus.
They're going to play, and they're going to figure it out, and they're going to play.
It is. I mean, they're going to.
Yes. The S has hit the fan, and I think people just want some sense of normalcy. Now, it will not be handled, you know, obviously in a normal way. I mean, there's going to be no crowds, which I don't have a problem with, and it's going to be what they want to do in terms of... I really don't care where they travel, to be honest with you. It's not me.
It's just traveling. If you are somebody, though, who is looking at the... what is going to make the postseason more successful from not being derailed, the less you travel, the better. That's
okay.
It's simple. It cuts down on infection. The less you travel, the higher the rate of success.
All right, fair enough. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Who is Milo's favorite player? Tree
Rollins. Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, too much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Tucker and Rich. One good thing about having a controversial Instagram post is that people that you haven't talked to in many years reach out.
Oh, boy.
It's really just...
All the women that you used to get lust after in high school, they all called to check on you?
No, all men.
Oh, okay.
Are you kind of disappointed none of the women?
I just wanted to be left. The best thing was my agent called and said, is everything okay? And I went, yeah. And she was great. And I was like, good. And our program director texted me and said, are you okay? And I went, yeah. And then that was it.
See, Fred, I didn't want to be the one that bothered you. Like, I wanted to just leave you.
Dan, to be honest with you, I didn't think for one second that Dan hasn't reached out. And that was not something that I thought.
When you went down the list earlier, Nick also then came back to me. He goes, I didn't reach out to Fred yesterday.
Yes, he absolutely did.
Are you confusing him with Mike?
No, I'll tell you
so
exactly.
So you didn't give Mike credit
yesterday.
For him reaching out to you? That's kind of a jerk move, Fred.
Wow, come on, Fred.
Mike said, "Good morning. Are you ready to go? Oh, good morning. You ready to go? I saw your Instagram post. Are you okay?" So he did, but Mike, obviously, that was at you sent
and
that
Nick didn't
at,
send anything, right?
Let me see.
No.
You sent that at 5:29, so, Mike, I apologize. I didn't really register. I had some cleaning up to do. Wallach sent something. Let me see. Nick. No, Nick didn't send anything.
No, way to go, Nick. Mm.
Nice job, a-hole.
He's in the boat. He's in the same boat as me.
All right. So, well, Dan, I wasn't really overly concerned with that. But I will tell you this again. I just want to do it because it came up a lot yesterday, and I'll read you what I put up, and it will be very quick. Said, this is on my Instagram, at Fred Tutcher. I had to take my last post down because it had stuff in the background that you're not supposed to see. What it did is my son's backpack, where you put their address, it was there, and a listener tipped me off to that, so I thanked them. I was joking about the divorce thing that I put up last night. I really was. I promise you I was. Not well thought out. Did not go over well with the family. But I've done worse. This was not an ambient Fred situation. I can assure you of that. This was not, I was in a huge fight and I put it up. That wasn't what it was. I was joking about the divorce thing, but I put it up last night. I thought, including the hashtag @influencer, influencer, might have been a hint, but it turns out I'm an idiot, which is no one's surprise. As you guys, when everyone reached out to me, do you ever get people to reach out to you and then you just, like, stop?
Sure.
Like, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah. Like, and that's why, like, you know, you... Like, whenever, if anything like that happens, it doesn't happen often. I try not to end it with a question. Like, I expect you to get back to me.
Because no,
then
but,
like,
right.
No, it's no, like, no. Hey, man, if you need to talk, I'm here. You know,
we're close enough where I appreciate that. It's like when randoms are reaching out.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and said, I'm an idiot. As you guys know, I have issues with lockdown. I have social distance with my parents in the same house, which is turning out to not be the greatest. I didn't broadcast this morning because it seemed like the right thing to do. No, I didn't broadcast because my dad woke me up at 5:30 with his stupid dog that bites me. And I was just like, all right, everything's far too weird right now. And that's why I didn't do it. I said, I've been on the radio since I was 22. And I've realized over the last 23 years that sometimes it's just better to go, you guys take this. You guys take the wheel. This is not a good time. I got to put out my own fires.
Right.
And would that post have been a issue 6 months ago? No. But we're all trapped and tensions are high, especially with me. I didn't broadcast this morning because I thought it would be the right thing to do. I'll be back tomorrow and be super funny like I always am, and I have kept up with that promise. I've been great. I do love my wife, but it seems gross to say. I don't like saying like that, stuff like that, you understand. I've always been very open with my personal life, so I hope you know that when I tell you guys something, I'm not lying. Like many of you out there, I'm trying my best to keep it together during this weird time. I hope you know that if you're having trouble during this, you are not alone. Sounds cheesy, but I wish someone would have said it to me. And here's the thing is that this is the final day, time I will address it, because I realize people get up later in the morning and I don't want people to think that there is some underlying craziness. What I am going to do is it's not a rehab situation. I'm not, in hurting myself or anything like that. What I'm going to do is that when I return to Massachusetts, I will seek therapy a couple times a week, something that I probably should have done in the first place, and figure out where all this is coming from. And that is it. And I'm going to play golf today. Things are not terrible. It's just I don't deal, I guess, with these situations very well. So I am, and that is the honest to God truth. I am, I think, if anything, I am honest to a fault with the audience, and what's going on. And I appreciate everything, but again, it was not Ambien Fred. Everything was spelled correctly. I double checked. And I thought that, I mean, you could pretty much tell if I'm effed up. Like, you could. There's ampersands and things in the middle of the words. So,
honestly, Fred, I think it's great that you recognize that you need to get help and you're going to do that. And Rich said this earlier, but it merits repeating, that I'm sure there are a lot of people in the same boat as you. And you, not that you set out to do this, but setting an example like this may save a couple of people here and get them to do the right thing.
The thing is that I don't want – it's twofold. I don't want people to think that I'm like – that something huge is going on here.
Sure.
Because it's not.
Sure.
But I also want – people to know that I'm a flawed human being, which you probably figured out already, but I am admittedly a flawed human being.
Just for your love of the Jets, that's it.
I mean, Sammy D is gonna change a lot of minds. But I just wanted to bring it up a couple times today because people were very kind on Instagram, and I had, like, randoms from, like, back in the day, like, you're like, who follows you on Instagram? Then you're like, oh wow, someone I went to middle school with. And so, like I just wanted to address it on the air, so it doesn't no one gets, and I very much appreciate all the people from the show reaching out, and that I don't want you to get confused and say I didn't want that. I completely appreciate it. I also appreciate the people that were just checked in, and then they were like, which is what you guys did, is you checked in, I told you everything was okay, and then you believed me. And so that's it. I mean, I'm in a house with my parents and my wife and my kids, and I think, like a lot of you, we always have eyes on each other. Like, we're constantly together. So any issue that we might have is blown up where it wouldn't have normally been. Like,
sure.
if you can get away from someone for 6 hours, you know, my wife works and, you know, the kids were at school and, you know, I went to work and then I had my own schedule and I would coach my kids' teams and stuff like that. And when that's taken away, it's difficult. I mean, it is difficult. Little things that would have been a minor problem blow up into, you know, something. Alex wants to give me advice. Alex on line 3. I could use any advice I could get, sir. Go ahead.
I don't want to get too deep here, but I do follow a very famous self-help doctor named Dr. Stephen Brule. And I think part of the problem is, Fred, that you are just a typical hunk. Who thinks he knows everything about everything. But you can't let the turkeys get you down. You just got to fly like an eagle, not be like a turkey for your health.
Yes, you know what? Maybe you could try some diversion techniques.
You can make up your own puzzles. It's not any more complicated than that.
It's a puzzle, Fred.
Well, I think that I had to explain to everyone yesterday that I've lost 35 pounds in the last 2 months, and that I have gone days without eating, which was something that I had to tell people.
Well, Fred, listen. You're not the only one that this is affecting. I don't know if you saw the story that came out with like Michael Phelps. Now, Michael Phelps,
from the outside looking in,
you know, this is somebody who is got it all. You know, he's one of the most successful. He is the most successful Olympian of all time. He's right. Probably loaded, despite being a swimmer.
No, he's loaded.
He's loaded. But this has been hell for him. As a matter of fact, he wrote something for ESPN, and he said, the pandemic has been one of the scariest times I've been through. He goes, I'm thankful for my family, and I'm better safe and healthy. I'm grateful we don't have to worry about paying bills or putting food on the table. And he goes, but still, I'm struggling. He says, there's times where I feel absolutely worthless, where I completely shut down and have this bubbling anger that is through the roof. He said, if I'm being honest, more than once I've just screamed out loud, I wish I wasn't me. He said, sometimes there's just this overwhelming feeling that I can't even handle it anymore. And he said, I don't want to be me anymore. It's almost like that scene in The Last Dance where Jordan is on the couch and he says, done, break, because he can't take it. And then he finishes with, this is the most overwhelmed I've felt in my life. That's why I have times where I just don't want to be me. I wish I could just be somebody else.
It resonated with me. And you know how many people I tried to get to read that?
How many?
Three. And you know how many read it? None. Jack, go ahead. Jack, go ahead.
Fred, you were just joking?
Yeah, I swear to God, yeah. But go ahead.
Oh, man, you're such an influencer. I asked my wife for a divorce.
That is something else.
You don't even know your own power, Fred.
And by the way, Fred, this is obviously driven a lot of people crazy, and it's been unhealthy for in almost every way for almost every aspect of what we all do.
Sure.
But there's the first step that we can take to make things better is, can we get rid of the phrase, we're all in this together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never felt that. I've never felt that sentiment.
The station is running. And by the way, it's something that when this all first started, I understand why people did it. As a matter of fact, it was a decent like mantra. Listen, we're going to get through it. It's been 2.5 months in quarantine. Every time I hear that, I want to punch something. I'm just like, it's like, I've heard this. It reminds me of the awful times. It reminds me now there's like a little like glimmer of hope. The weather's nice, but it just takes you back. It's like a song that you listen to during a breakup or a car accident. It's like, right. It reminds you of the bad times. Can we just erase from any kind of production, any kind of dialogue, the phrase, we're all in this together? And that is our first step to cleanse, I think.
I would not have a problem with that. Because when the chips are down, we're not all in this together.
No.
We're on an island dealing with our own crap.
Some people I don't want to be in with us together, to be quite honest. I'd rather have you over there.
When I'm there, with my dad at 5 a.m. with his dumb dog, I didn't feel like I was in this together with anyone. I thought I was very much alone. And then talking your way out of everything.
We're there for you, dude. Okay, I don't mean to sound cheesy or Pollyanna, but
I understand. Thank you, but the message I'm trying to say is that I do appreciate it, but it's not as bad as you guys think. It was just one of these things that pops up, and then last night everything was cool. I watched the Eugene Levy show that I can't say the name of with my wife, and that was it. So I'm certainly not in. And I talked to, and my mother is very supportive. I don't intend to talk to my dad anytime soon. But nonetheless, all right.
Well, Fred, a last bit of advice for you.
Does your milk taste sour and it takes a sip of it? Just check the expiration date, dummy.
In Tennessee, everything is 5 months spoiled. All right. So we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, how about baseball? How do you enforce this? Like, do you find guys if you see them fist bumping or high-fiving or spitting?
No, I can't imagine that. I mean, it's going to take some doing. I don't know. And this thing could blow up in their faces. I mean, I hate to say that. But it could, and don't think they don't know all the things that can happen. And that's one huge one that could stop it, too. And, you know, there's a lot of risk involved for everybody, and everybody wants to play, but this is ambitious, to say the least.
98.5, the Sports Hub, that's Dennis Eckersley talking about the Vinaducci twins in his
bango.
Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's not bingo. It's bango.
It's bango.
Bango.
But I mean, he was asked, you know, with all these new rules and things that he put up there, you know, no spitting, no high-fiving and all that stuff. And, you know, what do you think is going to happen? And he thinks there's a chance it could obviously all blow up in their faces. But the one luxury that the NFL has and these other leagues don't have is they can kind of sit back and see what these guys are going to do for a little bit. Now, they have decisions to make, but in the meantime, they are not effing around. Like, they do not they are hell bent on not only having games when the season starts, but they are going to, I guarantee you, they're going to do everything to get asses in seats. Like, they are, everything they've done is an indication that they want this to be perfectly normal, like nothing ever happened. And you saw that with the draft, the way that despite all the coaches and scouts saying this isn't fair, we need time to be able to get medicals on these guys, Roger Goodell was like, nope. This is all something we can do. And if we move it back, it could just get worse. So we're going to do it now. And look what happened. It actually ended up being
great.
A massive success.
I honestly would like to have it that way every year, to be honest with you.
So,
I mean, it was cool to see people's asses, yeah.
I liked it, yeah. And obviously, you're not going to go back to that because they want to have the big city and all the money that comes into a city. I understand that. However, they are making sure that all of their boxes are checked when it comes to having no excuses to not play. And one of the things that they've done, and I'm not sure whether you've seen what this looks like, but right now, Oakley, which is a company that makes sports equipment, they are testing prototypes for the NFL that have modified face masks that contain the surgical mask N95 material for players to wear potentially during these games.
How effective is that going to be?
How
effective can it be?
It's not going to be effective, and also they're not going to wear it.
But what they're doing is they're preparing just in case. They're preparing these masks, and when you look at it, you're like, I don't see how they could possibly do this. Because remember, that N95, that's not like the paper stuff. It's already a little bit difficult to breathe when you've got the little paper surgical mask on. These are like the harder, almost cardboard-type masks that they would put on there. And according to people who have worn these prototypes,
they say that when you take a look at it, you're like, there's no way that this would work. And then they said once you put it down, they've even figured out a way where it wouldn't fog up with that. But I guess that they're saying that breathing isn't as tough as you would think it would be with the way that they've designed it. But whether or not they're going to use it, because I, like you, don't think that that's practical or that the players would even be cool with it, at least they're doing it. Just to make sure, if at the last second somebody or some sort of legislator thinks that it's way too unsafe, look at all the spit flying around, they can go, oh yeah, well, we've got this mask ready to go, and that will prevent this thing that you seem to have a massive problem with. And that is, to be quite honest, fairly commendable that the NFL is checking down every excuse that anyone might have for them not playing and doing everything they can to where when the questions come up, you go, well, we have an answer for that. So give them all the credit in the world. I, like you, don't think they're going to do it, and they do look fairly ridiculous. But at least they got an answer for that question if it comes up.
But I would like if Oakley would give me some blades.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you would look like a Rowdy Roddy Piper in They Live?
Yeah, you
like
and Eckersley, yeah, looking cool. Just,
well, yeah, you know, me and Eckersley. Well, he wears Maui Jims.
Oh, actually, yeah, and Rowdy Roddy Piper, I don't want to get anybody too upset. That wasn't him. I'm thinking of a Brian Bosworth and Stone Cold. Those were open
blades. Oh, yeah. Like, and they kind of have a rainbow thing happening.
Sure, sure.
You know you're cool if you have Oakley plates. That's the kind of guy you want your daughter to marry.
Is Dog the Bounty Hunter the only one who still wears those?
Dog the Bounty Hunter getting married again. You would think that after his divorce it would be too tough, but I mean, no one can keep their hands off the Dog Hunter. But yeah, I mean, they're doing that and that's nice, but if I'm a football player, I'm not wearing that. And not to be cavalier, but just because my livelihood depends on it, and I don't think that I want a mask over my face.
Did you see the NFL is looking into other revenue streams that are possible? They're thinking about putting tarps over seats and selling that blank area.
Brilliant.
to different companies.
They've covered everything. It's brilliant. Yeah. They're going to lose money from not getting. Matter of fact, I would argue that what do you think is more valuable? Selling a section full of tickets or making that entire section say Samsung on it and
exactly.
selling it
in football? In football?
In football.
Yeah, football.
Yeah, Samsung.
But yeah, no question.
In any other sport, no. But yes.
It's brilliant.
Yes, in football, obviously, because it's a television game.
Yep.
I mean, it's a game that is meant for television.
And if you're a player,
it's not.
And if you're a player, Fred, you're rooting for that because that way they can, you know, they can't cry poor when the whole new amount of salary comes out. You can say you made your money.
Yeah, they can't cry poor. I mean, the NFL is the one sport that can't cry poor. I mean, baseball, maybe they're fudging the numbers a little bit, but the 40% loss due to gate. I tend to believe more than what what football would say, because again, as Bert has told us several times, Bert Breer, is that that's just kind of like a studio audience. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You know, it's a game that's meant for television. So yes, I completely agree with you. I think that you're better off having advertising in the stands than you are with a crowd. And I don't think absences of crowds are going to affect the product at all. I don't think so. I don't care about that.
The only thing it would affect is the home field advantage as far as, like, if you're, you know, loud when the opposing quarterback
tries to... But we've talked about that. And when Sports Illustrated did the investigation into what that really means, the thing that they came away with was that it can influence officials. The big takeaway they had from it was, if you look at the data and you look at how teams perform, that it's on the field, because off the field it's different because you're out of your routine. Mm-hmm. But on the field, in terms of crowd noise, and I was at the game where they invented the timeout because of crowd noise. I was at the Browns at the Steelers game. I'm old. Bernie Kosar was the quarterback against Malone. So Louis Lips, by the way, on that team.
Nice.
But you got that right, baby.
Nice.
Woodson as a safety. I mean, come on.
No, I like that. I understand what you said, and I went back and read that after you brought it up.
Oh, you did.
But I will also say this: if you are a football team that has a new quarterback, that is has not really run the offense during a regular season game.
And say you're and going you have in your first weeks to Seattle and Kansas City? Is that
if
what you're
you have about? That opportunity to play against those two teams where the crowd isn't in your face, that's a great advantage.
Fair enough, but they went through, and you read the article, so I'm not wrong.
And you're right.
I mean, they went through all that crap. And then
I understand, but there are extenuating circumstances like the one the Patriots have this year.
I understand completely. I do understand completely what you're saying, but I mean that I don't think it's as big a deal as most people do. But I mean, I would not want to play in Kansas City. I wouldn't have to use hand signals to get anything going. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Will Brinson, and he can tell us what's going on. Every week, it's can you tell us what's going on with football? You playing? All right. So we'll have that in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.